This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. Wayne, welcome back.
No, thank you for having me.
In just a few days, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, will be handed out. Lincoln and Argo are the favorites for Best Picture, I take it?
I'm not even sure if Lincoln is, you know, I don't. It's done really well at all these precursors nomination-wise, but then it doesn't really translate outside of like Daniel Day-Lewis. So I don't know how that is going to work, and I'm not really sure why that happened. I think it was a few things. I think a lot of people see it as homework, and they admire it a lot, but they don't love it. And I also think like the Academy, or not the Academy, but the people behind Lincoln have been marketing it as, you know, your duty to love this film. And people don't like to be told, you know, that this is the film for your generation. And maybe the best thing that ever happened for Argo, if it does end up winning, is that Ben Affleck wasn't nominated, because they've been able to play that narrative up like I've never seen this year. And Argo... from the Critics' Choice to the BAFTAs to the SAGs to the Golden Globes, it has not lost a thing.
But it's hard to see either of those two not winning. I mean, the other seven nominations for Best Picture are long shots, correct?
Silver Linings Playbook, it did get a lot of acting nominations. It's just really strange because all these films came out, and at the end, it's kind of Argo, that the one that came out pretty early, that kind of stuck. You had that Zero Dark Thirty controversy. You had people who loved and hated Les Mis. You had people who were really behind Silver Linings and Lincoln. But at the end of the day, you know, Best Picture may be one of the easier races to call.
If history is made in that a favorite or the favorite for Best Picture does not have a director's nod, history might also be made if Daniel Day-Lewis wins for his portrayal of Abe Lincoln, third Best Actor statue. He'd be the first to do that.
He would be the first person to win three Best Actor, all in that field. Katharine Hepburn has won four as a female, and there's lots of people who have won three.
Broderick Crawford, all in supporting.
Yeah, or Meryl Streep. You know, so it could happen, and there's also the possibility. It's rare. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily going to happen, but Robert De Niro could win a third, and Sally Field could win a third. The other races of that are kind of strange. Best Supporting Actor,
all previous winners,
and. They all have big plus and minuses. Alan Arkin is in the Best Picture front runner, Argo. Tommy Lee Jones won SAG for Lincoln. Christoph Waltz won the Golden Globe and BAFTA for Django Unchained. And Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master won the Critics' Choice. And that's a lead role.
Right.
And then you have Robert De Niro, who hasn't won anything, but he's been nominated a lot, and they're really playing up that narrative that it's been so long since he's won an Oscar. They're kind of avoiding the fact that he hasn't done anything Oscar-worthy in 20-something years, you know, between Meet the Fockers and right. Analyze This. And
that's right.
But they're really playing that up. So, I mean, I could see him. I could see Jones. I could see Waltz winning. And then in Best Actress, all year we've been talking about Jennifer Lawrence, and she did win the SAG, and conventional wisdom would say that she's going to win because she's young and attractive, and they love that. And Jessica Chastain was her big competition, and that film, Zero Dark Thirty, got that whole, you know, negative campaign against it. But I think there's a lot of people who feel like just that Jennifer Lawrence is 22 and a little flip and maybe too young to win Best Actress. And so I kind of think that that's going to come down to the 86-year-old winning for a more, because that's a great narrative. And granted, we don't know much about her, Emmanuel Riva. She's not a star here. But they clearly love that movie. It's in a lot of big categories. But it'll be interesting. I mean, the narrative coming out of it may be that, you know, the film that won Best Picture won a very few amount of awards. Life of Pi, with the technical awards, could be the one that wins the most.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be it's been a strange year the whole year. And we'll, of course, look forward to Seth MacFarlane hosting.
Yeah.
That'll be great. And performances by Adele and Streisand, and they're really lining it up this year. A reunion of the Chicago cast.
Right.
I mean, it should be interesting to see.
Wayne Bell is our pop culture correspondent for Ozarks at Large.
Another week, another announcement from a senator who won't be running again. This time it's Republican Mike Johanns from Nebraska who's had it with the Hill. And in Illinois, there's a seat to fill as Democratic Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. faces felony charges. I'm Celeste Headlee. Political junkie Ked Rudin returns next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.